are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning, we've got Jerry Wattier and Judine Holland. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And of course, we are talking about the Elks Christmas for Vets, which is a very important program for the group.
Yes.
Definitely.
It's a program that, personally, I've been involved for 35 years, and handing off this year, Judine has stepped into the chairmanship, and she's going to lead the project for the future. But we provide Christmas presents for the veterans at two facilities in Hot Springs. One's the state home and domiciliary, and the other is the federal facility whose primary purpose is drug alcohol treatment and post-traumatic stress. So they're very different needs. The veterans in the state home are primarily older veterans. A lot of them may be facing their last illness, but we try to provide for both facilities.
That is fantastic. And we were talking beforehand, you know, last year everything was kind of out of whack. A lot of places weren't open, but the response was really good.
Oh, definitely. We had a lot of people that gave cash donations and stuff, and then we did the shopping for the vets and stuff here locally on that.
Now, there is a list if folks want to be part of it to actually buy and purchase specific items. And that's one thing that's encouraged. There are boxes around the community. And where can they find the list so they know what they should be looking for?
Peer Elks Lodge Facebook page and stuff. Or they can go into the stores, and they're on the boxes that we have distributed throughout the community.
Now, what are some of the items that you're looking for?
I guess the some of the needs on the wishes, I guess we try to be relevant, and so that's why it's changed over the years. But it's real basic items for the veterans at the federal facility, things like laundry soap, electric razors, shampoo, men's deodorant, shave cream, t-shirts, blankets, stocking caps, winter gloves, socks. And then they wish for pool cues, which I thought was, well, that'd be something that might be fun if you were there. And the list for the state facility is much more detailed.
Yeah, they've got a lot of stuff. They wanted some DVD players, air fryers, baking items like cake pans, muffin tins and stuff like that, cookie sheets. They'd like to have like electric skillets and ladies' undergarments. Reading lamps.
Pretty wide array of different items.
Yeah, there's just a whole bunch of different stuff. Yeah, they've got quite an extensive list.
The facility, the new facility at the state, has like living pods, and so they can do their own cooking. And so that's why they're wishing for these kinds of things, because there are like six or seven pods and groups that, you know, bake cookies or do whatever, look out after each other in addition to... So it's kind of a unique and family sort of a setting for those of us who are thinking about the future, I guess.
Absolutely. So it's like you said, you can go on to the Elks Facebook page at some of the locations where the boxes are. There's going to be lists there, and that way you can kind of go through and see, you know, what you can do and donate in the boxes. You can put the items right in the boxes.
That's
right,
correct.
There, right?
You do not have to wrap them. We will take care of all that.
Perfect. Now, where will people find the boxes throughout the community here?
We've got several of them at the banks here in town. We've got some down at the American Legion. We've got Gateway Motors, Hughes County Courthouse, Morris, Runnings, Jefferson School, Menards, Quick Print, KCCR. Whoops, that's your... And Carl's Senior Citizen Center. There's your competition there.
There's quite a few locations.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
And these are only out until a certain date,
yep,
right?
We pick them up on December 17th.
Okay, so we encourage folks while they're out there doing their shopping, grab things, put them in the boxes prior to the 17th, because then they'll be collected, and that way you can wrap them.
On the 20th, then, Peterson Motors over the years has let us use their truck. which makes this all doable because right. transportation is obviously a big cost. And so by them donating the truck for our use, so Jadine and Ryan Bruner will make that long drive in the Peterson Motors truck on Monday, December 20th, to get the presents out to both facilities just in time for Christmas.
Yeah. And if people want to take and make cash donations and don't want to, you know, drop it off as some, they can send it to the Pier Elks Lodge at Post Office Box 292 here in Pier.
Perfect. So, so there's a different, if they feel more comfortable, they'd rather go that route. That's a good option for them, too. All right. So we hope for a good response again this year. Is, you know, find those boxes out and about around the community and make those donations.
And really, the Elks are just kind of the glue for this project because it's really the 20-some partners that, you know, make sure that our veterans are not forgotten. And
right.
I don't know, like, if you're in a facility and it's Christmas and you've got serious health problems, that's not a very fun place to be. So, like, our goal has been to let them know that we have not forgotten you. We honor and we respect your service.
Absolutely. That's an important thing to let them know. And, you know, we hope lots of folks will get out and participate and make their donations.
We surely do.
All right. Well, thank you, Jerry and Judine, for stomping in. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Thank you. There's Jerry Wattier and Judine Holland joining us on this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the folks at May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare.